more than anything else, the hardest thing for most people to do is figure out what you want to be, right? So a lot of people get into real estate, it's kind of part-time, but if you're talking about somebody who wants to get after it and make it happen, what I tell everybody who's younger is find the best in the business, do what you want to do, and go work for them. So if you want to be a top agent, go find the top agent in your market and go to work for them and edit their videos and pass out their flyers and knock on the doors and be part of their team. Learn from the people who are getting it done, even if you got to work for them for free. And I had a lot of younger people that worked for me as agents. They did all of my administrative transactional stuff and they learned from me. Eventually I just turned the business over to them. Right. So for young people, the fast track is to just find somebody who's just knocking it out of the park, doing whatever it is you want to do, and go to work for them and learn from them. If you want to be a real estate agent, you want to be a top producer, find the top producing agent in your team, in your market, go to work for those guys and do exactly what they tell you to do, because they're all going to have a business plan, number one, which is where it all starts. You got to have a plan and you got to work it backwards like we just did with the networking. If you want to make $1 million a year in real estate gross commission income, you got to put that $1 million down. You got to know what your average transactions be in the market that you're going to focus on. You got to figure out what that market is and that average transaction. Then you got to say, well, that's going to turn into so many deals I need to do. And in order to get those deals, you know, you got to have so many leads to generate so many appointments to get so many deals. It's a numbers game. There's nothing complicated about it. It's lead generation. It's relationships. Now, the way you fast track that and the way that you consolidate that is you find in most markets, if you can find some good investors to work with, most investors don't want to do the real estate thing. You can get that repeat reoccurring transactions, or you go to the high end. And you find the sweet spot in the high end of the market. In most areas, California, probably that 850 to 1.5 is probably a really good sweet spot. You start getting below 850 to 500, that's probably a good range. And then you got the below 500.